pretending I wasn't sweating it, but inside I was like, and then Chris is like, have a drink, have a drink. I'm like, how am I supposed to have a drink and then be able to answer her questions? Because they were so good.
CPA After Dark.
What's going on, guys? And welcome back to CPA After Dark, where myself, Kristen, and my beautiful co-host, Marit, are going to talk tax strategies and wealth building and all kinds of fun stuff. But today, we have an extra special treat because we realize that we have not yet introduced ourselves to you, our wonderful audience. So, Marit, we're going to talk a little bit about ourselves, our backgrounds, and kind of what brought us together here today.
I love that because it's a really good story how we met, and I think it was meant to be. Why don't you start? You start telling the story.
Yeah, so I guess we'll start there. So we both attended a seminar. It was Tax and Legal 360, and I remember telling my friends that I was going to a tax and legal seminar, and everybody was like, what? And I was like, yeah, we're probably going to talk about some accounting too. And Chris was coming with me, and everybody was like, that sounds like fun. And I was like, no, like, the more you know, like, knowledge is power. Nobody's getting behind me on this. But we were excited to go. And one of the days, I think day one or day two, Marit came up to me and complimented my boots, which was so random and also so cute. And she was so nice and so pretty. And I think I messaged you after that, right?
Yeah. And I mean, to be fair, it seems random, but I would never hate on anybody who comes to a tax and legal seminar. And there were some very nicely dressed people there. But, you know, you see a lot of kitten heels. You don't see a lot of, like, you see some flash, but I'm a flashy girl. I'm a flashy dresser. I saw your boots and your cute outfit. And it was like, ah, breath of fresh air. You know, like, I got to tell this girl how cute she is. So, yeah, I kind of broke the ice and said that to you. And then I was like, okay, now I'm going to run away.
And she did. She was gone like real fast.
I did.
And Chris was like, what was that? I was like, I don't know. She just complimented my shoes and then left. And that was it. But she did introduce herself. So I had gone on to the, they had like an agenda messaging platform. So I went on there and I shot her a message. And we actually hung out that night. They had an event and we actually hung out that night. So it was pretty cool.
We did. It was like, I don't know. I feel like we clicked really quickly.
Yes.
And, you know, Chris is so fun. He just is like so engaging to talk to. And then, audience, I will have you know that Kristen, I would say that whole night as we hung out, yes, we talked, we got to know each other. But man, was she hitting me with all of the qualifying questions.
Man.
She's like, what do you know about this? What do you know about this? Have you ever done? I mean, I was like pretending I wasn't sweating it, but inside I was like, and then Chris is like, have a drink, have a drink. I'm like, how am I supposed to have a drink and then be able to answer her questions? Because they were so good. You're so smart.
So the reason for the questions, and I think we may have mentioned this at one of the podcasts previously, but the reason for the questions was probably about a week prior to going to the seminar, me and Chris had found out that our CPA that we had for the last like 4 years had left the firm. So we were kind of in a position where we could just get handed on to somebody else, or we could find somebody that was there that was a CPA that we kind of mesh with and decide to hire somebody new. So finding out that Marit was a CPA brought on all these questions. So I definitely can understand the lack of wanting to drink while properly answering the questions. But it was like an interview. I was secretly interviewing
her.
It was.
And you know what's interesting is, like, little did I know that the quality of your questions also would attract me to you, because, you know, like, I like to work with people that are knowledgeable. I like to work with people that care and they're curious to learn. And like, you're doing so many things, and it was impressive to me, and I wanted to impress you. And it was like, I loved it though. It was just so good. And you know, that is how that night when we were talking, I had mentioned, we were kind of talking about podcasts, and Kristen, you said, you know, I have all of these friends and they make a lot of money and they don't do all of the same like tax strategies, or they don't have the accounting down the way I do, or like they're not structured properly. And I just wish I could like help them. Mm-hmm. I wish I could like give them all the knowledge. And I was like, that's what I want to do too. I'm just one CPA. There's all these business owners. There's all these people out there, you know, trying to make money. And I don't care what way you make your money. I love all ways that you want to make your money. I just want to help you keep it, grow it. But it's, you can only do so much, you know, unless you expand the ways that you're teaching and helping others.
Yeah. And that night we kind of went back and forth with different ideas that we had. And Marit had wanted to do a podcast, but really didn't know where to start, talking about basically what we do now. And I have a platform. So it was kind of a cool idea for like business owner and CPA to come together and put out CPA After Dark for you guys. So there was a lot of back and forth, but this was end of November, I think, early December. And it took us, I guess, like 6 weeks to really get it off the ground between going back and forth. But I'm happy we did, because it's kind of fun.
Yeah. And we're apart from each other, we're in different states. So I can't wait to like when we get together and we get to do, you know, live together. But we've been making it work. And I feel like we have so many ideas and ways that we can help people. And, you know, a little bit about the After Dark, the reason why we added that to the name is because, like I said, I don't know. I just feel like there's a stigma around taxes and accounting, and either like you're just a very buttoned up accountant, or you're totally like on the train of like, I do accounting for cannabis companies. It's like there can be a middle ground where like you can help anyone no matter what they do. There's a lot of people in different industries that need help as well. And like, we're going to talk about it, you know, as the viewers continue to ask us questions, if they're a little bit racy or after dark, it still applies, you know, and I love that. I love that. We've talked about some good stuff in terms of like deductions for OnlyFans girls. And because tax is so subjective, business is so subjective, you kind of have to qualify every situation independently. We have talked about some things that I don't think you would see on a normal, you know, tax and accounting channel.
Yeah. And I think that is exactly spot on with what makes us different from other accounting channels. You're going to hear things here that you might not find, or you will not find, I should say, on other channels. So if you're like an influencer, or you're into, you know, like OnlyFans or Patreon or something like that, or like cannabis, where things are hush hush, or people don't really talk about, or people unfortunately don't know how to account for that. That's something that we're talking about. We're talking about it actively. We're talking about it proactively, because you never want to get caught off guard, and there is still necessary ways to file and to prepare yourself and to build wealth. So, and it's all totally legal and necessary. So that's kind of like the gist of us coming together. But Marit, what started you on this path towards becoming a CPA?
So I love that. Let's talk about me for a minute.
Because there's a path. It's not like I'm going to be a CPA and boom, here you are. Like, it's a process.
It's been a long road. So I have always been an entrepreneur. Like when my stepdad loves to tell the story of when I was a teenager, he would tell me, okay, if you want money, you've got to mow the lawn and edge the lawn. And then when you're done, I'll give you the money. And I would have the neighbor boy do it. And then I would give him part of it, and I would take part of it. And he would get so upset, because he'd be like, well, you know, I wanted her to do the work, but like she's contracting it out. I can't get mad at her for that. So it's like, I've always been an entrepreneur. And as I started to kind of really get serious about moving into that space and building my own business, I realized I didn't have a foundation for the accounting. And, you know, at the time, I thought, oh, I won't get a business loan if I don't know how to prove to them that I can handle the money. But as I had continued to study, I found that, you know, taxes can be one of the biggest financial expenses that bring businesses down and put them out of business. And so then I started really getting interested in taxes, because I realized this is actually a huge thing that I need to know about. So I went to, I got my bachelor's degree in accounting. I started working for a CPA preparing taxes. And then I just slowly over the past decade was building my own tax practice, my own accounting practice. I got my enrolled agent license while I was having my baby. I had my babies, I had littles, so I studied for that. If you guys don't know what an enrolled agent is, it's you basically take three tests with the IRS, and they're all like, there's an individual tax test, a business tax test, and then like an ethics test. And you take them with the IRS, and then once you take them, you have the ability to practice in front of them. You can get powers of attorney. You can do all the things that a CPA can do. And since I wasn't a CPA, I thought, oh, this will be great. But for me, I don't know. I think I'm kind of like, I have that personality where I just want to go and get more and get more. So I got the enrolled agent, wasn't enough. So then I went back to school. I got my master's degree in taxation. I had the 2,000 hours of supervision under a CPA. And then I took the 4-part CPA exam. So you're right. It was not an easy road. It was very deliberate. It took a lot of sacrifice because I had 3 young children. My husband really had to step in and be so supportive along the way. But it was so worth it because, you know, like, I'm proud of myself. I've learned a lot. And now I get to be Kristen's CPA. It was all worth it. Who knew that it would be, you know, my path. So that was it. But I'm still going and I'm still wanting to help other people. Like I said, in my heart, at the very core of my being is like, I'm an entrepreneur and I didn't have that information and I didn't have that skill set and I wanted it. But you can't expect everybody to do this rigorous decade-long journey that I did. And so now my passion as I've gone through and I've put in the work is like trying to inspire other business owners to be like, change your mindset around it and realize, you know, like you can learn enough of the basics to just like put the practical skills to work. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to like, even though it's not your main focus, all of you have the skills to do it. Because if I have the skills to learn it, you do too. It's like, I'm just a normal girl with like a urge to want to do businesses and be really successful. So if I can do it, you can learn it too.
I love that.
So
I love that you were into like entrepreneurship, but kind of fell onto this path of, you know, taxation and accounting and then eventually becoming a CPA. I love that you kind of like stumbled onto it. It's like deliberate decisions, but it kind of found you, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, because I didn't know that this was going to be my business. I mean, I'm a very creative person.
You have and a
I
lot have of personality.
A lot of other ideas. Yeah.
For an accountant?
I do.
Like,
and I'm very social. And I had a lot of other ideas to go into business. And little did I know that my ultimate love for business would be my business. Like my love to teach and help others was what my actual business was going to be. But then, you know, I'll still branch out and do other exciting things too. So that's enough about me, Kristen. We need to hear your story now.
Oh, man. So I, back on that, kind of spinning off of how Marit has so much personality, I remember sitting, I was supposed to get my degree in accounting, my bachelor's degree in accounting, and I was sitting in class one day looking around the room and realized that I had too much personality and nobody was chatting in class and there were like no study groups and nobody was friendly. Like, you know, when you look at somebody and you're like, oh, we could be friends, you know, like nobody came over and complimented my shoes, not even once in all my years of college.
Was it a lot of males? Because in my bachelor's,
there was a lot of males.
So it's very male dominated, which also is why they probably didn't notice your shoes.
Also true. But I was sitting in this one class, I think it was cost of goods, and I hated it. Oh, did I hate it? It was the first class that I ever dropped. And after that, I was like, I'm going to get my, I had enough accounting credits where I could have my concentration. So I was like, screw it. I have my concentration in accounting and finance and a bachelor's of arts in business. And I was like, I'm done. Sign me up for a full-time job. I'm out. So I have a lot of education on it, but I never kind of finished it. And I'm really, I think I'm three classes short of my bachelor's degree in accounting, which is like frustrating for me, but I could not sit with those people anymore. And I hate to say that because that sounds so ugly, but it was so boring. So
I have to be, cost accounting is like one of my least favorites.
It was awful.
Like cost accounting is awful.
It was awful.
Yeah.
but everything that I did prior to that class taught me how to keep my books and create a profit and loss statement. And like the things that I have to do day to day running my own businesses, I learned taking those classes. And I had worked at a bank for a little while, and then I got a job with the state of New Jersey, a government job. So backtrack a little bit. My parents, my dad worked for the city of New York. Chris's dad was a school teacher. So the government type jobs was what you wanted. The way we were brought up, like Chris was a cop, I worked for the state. Like you wanted those pension jobs. You wanted to work, you know, 8 to 4 or 9 to 5. You wanted your weekends off. You wanted, I mean, Chris didn't really get that being a cop, but weekends off, I got all my holidays. I got, you know, holiday pay. I got PTO. I got the works. It was awesome. And starting a family, it was a great idea and it was really wonderful. And I slowly but surely was working my way up the ranks and everything. But I also had my side hustle. And over time, after I had my daughter, I started taking on clients, and then my side hustle became a job, like an actual, I actually started my business, my LLC in 2016. I had side hustle, it was like 2014 to 2016. And then in December of 2016, I opened an LLC. And then 2017 in July, so a year and a half later, my side hustle got so big that I quit my job with the state. And when I was working for the state, I started as a tax investigator. So I was actually going after people for not filing their taxes or filing them incorrectly or not paying their taxes. And then I moved over to banking and insurance, and I ran a $64 million budget. I had worked my way all the way up, and I answered only to the CFO. So I was the next person under the CFO, and I was running the $64 million budget. So one day I was in the office, and I had some downtime, and I worked out my own personal house budget. And I looked at Chris, I had sponsorships, I had income coming in from my business. And I was like, I don't really have to do this anymore. So I started figuring out how much money I was spending on my hour and a half commute to work, to and from every day. And just like that alone, the gas, the oil, the gas, the wear and tear on the car, all that stuff. I was like, I think I'm putting in my notice. So I gave 6 months notice and I quit. And now I am where I am today. And when I did that, I was 6 months shy of being vested in my pension, which was so crazy. My whole family thought I was insane. But
I was going to ask what your family thought, given that they, you know, were in government jobs. Yep. And that was kind of like, did they just think you were so crazy?
Everybody did. Not even just my like mom and dad. And Chris's mom and dad, but like my extended family, aunts and uncles, grandparents, like, number one, I'm quitting a job like this. Are they going to be okay, you know, financially? Mm-hmm. Like, she's going to run her own business? Like, what kind of credentials does Kristen have to run her own business? And then number two, how are you going to leave a pension? And not, like, I didn't get everything that the state contributed to my pension. I didn't get that. So that really stinks. I get my contributions and my interest, but I don't get what the state was contributing to. And they matched us. So that kind of stinks. When you look at your pension, that's all the way up here. And now it's like, well, this is what you get to take with you. However, when you have control, it was rolled over into an IRA. And when you have control over that, you can really, really make that grow. So I have control over my future now. So that is very special. And now I control my books, I control everything that we do. And because of my education background in accounting, and knowledge is power, I say it all the time. The more you know, the more you educate yourself, and the life experiences that you have kind of bring you to the person that you are as you're, I mean, I want to say approaching 40, like I'm going to be 40 in a couple of years. And I feel like finally now I have a lot of it figured out. I'm not done figuring things out, but I feel like I have a really good gist of where I'm going and what I'm building now. But it took years.
Yeah. I think you've really, that's why I feel like this podcast is just so powerful, because, you know, like you see those podcasts where you just have the accountant and they're telling you do this and that, you know, with the tax strategies or the accounting, but having you be the other half of it, like you really have built such a successful business that I, you know, like I'm glad we're talking about it, because I want our viewers to know, like, you have been through, you know, building it from the ground up, and it's so successful. And, you know, you can talk a little bit about, I know you've mentioned your rental portfolios and stuff, but what you've done is like, not only so impressive, but it's kind of like the same as me. And then the other side where I'm like, I'm just a girl who really wanted to learn about all of this because, you know, I wanted to be an entrepreneur. You did the same thing. Like, you've learned all about business. Like, we're both self-taught and I feel like we're relatable to like the average person who also has the ability to do the same things. And it's hard. I mean, my family also, they're so supportive, but definitely there's that vibe there of like, are you guys going to be okay?
Yeah.
You know? Like, I think maybe every entrepreneur to an extent deals with a little bit of people just like, they're caring and they're concerned, but a little bit of doubt at the same time. And you've really got to like, I think having the knowledge makes me feel more confident.
Absolutely. And it's funny because it wasn't just like, I remember I had a conversation with my mom one day and she was like, you know, Chris's mom is Kathy. And she was like, you know, Kathy's really worried that you're going to need to start asking, you know, us for money. And I was like, ask you for money? I was like, we paid for our wedding. We paid off our student loans. Like, we bought our house by ourselves. Like, we've never once asked for a dime from anybody. I was like, why would you think we're going to ask for money? And she goes, well, you quit your job. Like, Chris was retired on a pension. I quit my job. She was like, you have no income. And I'm like, I work. Just because I don't physically drive to work every day. When you work for yourself, and Marit, I know you could vouch for this. When you work for yourself, if you're not working, you're not making money. So if I'm not hustling every day, I'm not making money. So I'm working harder now, more hours now, but it's fulfilling because I get to make the decisions of what I'm doing, when I'm doing it, how I'm doing it, how I'm structuring it. So that part is rewarding, but you work around the clock. And then the other part of that was when I quit, everybody at work was like, you're not really going to quit. Nobody really thought that on my last day, I was walking out the door. And when I left and my desk was empty and my private office was empty and everybody was like, you're really not coming in tomorrow. And I was like, no, this is it. Like, you got 6 months of me teaching everybody how to do my job. I'm out. And then I left and I got together with some of the girls from work and they were like, you know, this one and that one is saying like making bets like Kristen's going to be back in 6 months. And I was like, oh, really? So from that moment, and I always knew like I could fall back and go back if I fail. They love me. I didn't leave on bad terms. I really like I stayed for 6 months to make sure it was smooth sailing when I left. I really went above and beyond. And I remember hearing that and I was like, oh, no. Even if I need to come back, I'm not coming back. And there was one year that we were struggling a little bit and I hired a business coach. Thousands of dollars out of my pocket, I hired a business coach. And that year was the first year I hit six figures. And I've only done more every year after that. So it just goes to show like when somebody thinks you can't do something, it drives you to push harder and obtain those things that you were not supposed to be able to do.
Yeah, you kind of just got to like cut out the noise and focus on, you know, what's important to you. And I think that's really funny because my husband not very long ago came full time in our business. And, you know, we would joke like, oh, you don't have a job anymore. And then, you know, when all the jokes are aside, it's like, you do, you're self-employed. So it's like, it's not like, oh, you don't have a job. Like, what's he doing? It's like, well, he's self-employed. He's now working. And he'll be like, oh, you want to go to lunch? I'm like, we don't have time to go to lunch. Yeah. Who goes to lunch? You know, or he'll be like, he'll get up and he'll start working at 7 a.m. while I'm getting the kids ready for school. So you're right. There's like, it's like, I don't know, maybe less structured. Everybody does it different. Yeah. You know, some entrepreneurs are really good at structuring their time and we'll get there. But for sure, it's a lot more fulfilling to me personally. And I want to help other people too. Like if they're doing it, like let's help them be more successful. Let's teach them, you know, the things that maybe they are wondering that they can't find answers to. And so I'm just really glad that we joined together on this journey. I think like, oh, you're just the best. I know. Should we make this whole episode about how much I love you? We can.
Well, I think I love you just as much. But I think you hit the nail on the head. Like that's what I think what brought us together is that like, I know all these people and I have all these friends that do what I do or are influencers or whatever. And they just don't utilize the tax code in the best possible way. And we've said it in other podcasts in the past where like I've educated myself a lot through watching different podcasts or watching different entrepreneurs or whatever. I continue to educate myself and it's like, oh, well, they did it like that. I think we can do that. Like we have these steps set up the way they do. We can do that too. Like I took my S election several years ago. Like different things that we've done, it's because of what I've learned through watching different podcasts and different YouTubers. And I like the idea of being able to help people to learn and grow and take advantage of these strategies, because if you don't know about them, you're missing out. You're missing out on a wealth of money, on saving your money, like the money that you earned, it's yours, but you're just going to give it to Uncle Sam if you don't know how to properly account for it. And I love that we can do that together for people.
Hopefully, you know, our viewers have a better understanding of not just, you know, the fact that we together, we have a lot of credentials. We have like between you and I, we have so much experience under our belt that I think, you know, it's important that people understand we're not just out here giving, like we've put a lot of thought into the, you know, the episodes that we shoot. Mm-hmm. We want to help. We put a lot of like research. We already know, but we always make sure what we're teaching is like correct and not a clickbaity thing and all of that. But on top of that, just having them understand that like the passion behind the project. Mm-hmm. So I'm really glad that we did this episode in order to explain, you know, like the reason why we're doing it.
Yeah. And I hope everybody really liked getting to know us a little bit better. Definitely comment below if you want to learn more about us or have questions that, and if there's any loose ends that we somehow missed, definitely comment below. And we're really good with answering everybody's comments. And we will see you guys next time.